We'll get more of your net worth in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the spooky studios of the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Kent Peterson, KC0DGY, with another Rain Report. We're in the middle of a clinic of sorts about getting your net worth, as offered by Rain's founder and producer, Hap Holly, KC9RP, who has more than 30 years of experience under his virtual belt.
How do we motivate people to check into a net? Give them something to talk about. How often do you hear the traffic is backed up from here to Flossmoor and, oh, God, it's raining again. Oh, is that just boring or what? People just piss and moan about traffic and the weather. Gee, come on. Come on, we're supposed to be communicators. Give your check-ins on your net something to talk about, either during the net or afterwards. Here I have the 5 A's. Ask for traffic and announcements, as was mentioned a while ago. Promote other clubs. Your club can be big enough, it can be gracious enough, it can be secure enough to promote activities of other organizations. Because if they promote your activities and you promote theirs, hey, everybody wins. It's a win-win situation. And it's a community that benefits from it overall. Ask their opinion. The reason that I averaged 90 check-ins a week, covering 6 repeaters, toward the middle and end of my 5-year run from 84 to 89 in Chicago as net coordinator for the Fair Information Service, is I had a survey question every week. Now, the survey was ham radio oriented, ham radio related. Yeah, you don't want to ask about religion or politics. No. Ham radio. I got more check-ins when I had a question to ask. And it might be multiple choice. How many HTs do you have? A, 1. B, 2. C, more than 2. You learn more about your check-ins, and again, they learn more about each other, and they may find that they'll talk to each other because of that survey question. It's a wonderful, wonderful tool. Ask guests about themselves. We kind of touched on that already. Ask about who's upgraded, who's just got licensed. At the same time, you can plug your club testing program if you have one, or classes if you hold them. And again, remember what we said, people want to be recognized. They want to be appreciated. Hey, Joe, KV9XYZ, I understand you just upgraded to general from tech. That's great. Ask new members to talk about themselves a little bit. If it's a little slow and you've got a little time to kill, if you have a new member that's on frequency for the first time or second time, ask him or her to talk about him or herself a little bit. Some of them will, some of them won't. You just never know. Remember, your net is a showcase. It can be a showcase. One more ingredient. What should your net include? I have 7 items. I want a little participation here, a little help from you. What should your typical non-special interest net include on repeater? Anybody? Are you all asleep? Yeah, I know it hurts to think on a Saturday you've been doing it all week, and the last thing you want to do is have to exercise your brain on Saturday morning. One very popular item is an RF flea market. People are always buying and selling gear, and now you can give prices. Remember when you couldn't give prices? Oh, what a drag that was. Now you can actually give prices. You can't haggle, but you can give a price, or a phone number, or an email address. This day and age, so many people with email, just give an email address. Local announcements from other organizations. We talked about how important that is and how big it is of your organization to feel that it can promote your fellow radio clubs. One hand washes the other. ARRL and other bulletins. Now, you don't want to do ARRL bulletins every week, and maybe not all of them. Some of them are kind of long. Some are kind of boring. But there's so many sources. I can't think of any. Used to be W5YI was a good source of bulletin material. Use Google or your favorite search engine. You'll find lots of ham radio stuff to read about and pass information along about whether it be ARL or AMSAT. Promote public service. You realize that public service is probably going to be the only way that in the long run we're going to maintain our frequencies if we have a half a chance to do that. So if there's a public service event that your club is having or some other club is having, talk about it. See if you can get folks to commit themselves or at least to know about it. If I don't know that your radio club needs help at a bike-a-thon or a marathon, I can't do very much about it, can I? Your net is a bulletin board. It's an audio bulletin board for you to inform your listeners, far and near, licensed and unlicensed, what's going on locally and hopefully maybe regionally, nationally. Public service, real important. Here's one I never did. It just occurred to me the other day. You might want to conduct mini interviews of members. We talked about that briefly a little bit. Contact a member before the net and say, hey, I'm going to have a little time to kill, 5 minutes to kill. Would you mind if I interviewed you tonight on the air? And I'll even give you the questions ahead of time. You learn more about that member, the other check-ins, learn about that member. Maybe that member has a certain specialty in RF enclosures, or maybe that member is well-versed on stepper antennas. News and information. Newsline, which I talked about before, albeit lengthy, is a very good news source. You can get from arnewsline.com. You know, the local 145.11 machine here in Milwaukee actually has a computer at the repeater site, a Linux box, I believe, that is programmed to download the Newsline MP3 file onto it early in the week, and at the touch of a keypad command, put it over the air during the net. How great is that? You don't lose any audio, no holding a microphone up to a speakerphone. Oh, it's just unbelievable what people don't do right when it comes to trying to convey program material over the air, and don't do it directly into the radio or into a reverse auto patch or through a computer interface. And of course, the rain report averages 10 to 15 minutes each week is an excellent feature source of information.
You're listening to Getting Your Net Worth, a talk by Rains Hapholly, KC9RP, given some time back in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We'll wrap up his presentation in a moment. This is The Rain Report, available on demand at therainreport.com and via iTunes.
You're listening to The Rain Report from www.therainreport.com.
Again, you want to do whatever you can to get people to check in, to get them to talk about it. Give them something to talk about. My final item that I just enjoy the heck out of, and I've never heard it done on any other net, is what I called in the 80s the 90-second sound off. What we did with the Bear repeater and the other repeaters that linked to it for this net from 84 and 89, back about 86 we started this, we set the timers for 90 seconds, and any check-in had the option to sound off about something having to do with amateur radio. It could be politics, a concern about an issue, about pending legislation, the courtesy beep, coming up too fast after you unkey, or the repeater dropping too quickly after the courtesy beep, whatever it might be, anything to do with ham radio. But you only have 90 seconds, and that station could not unkey. So if 90 seconds came and you were still babbling, time out, and they're gone. So it really disciplines everybody to keep it to 90 seconds. We had 15, even a half hour sometimes, of total time that was taken by 90 second or less sound offs. Now, some people are not going to want to put their opinion on the air. I understand that. But there are others who are going to love to do that. And again, it's going to stimulate conversation on that and hopefully other repeaters. We are in a communication service or hobby, and we do a damn poor job of doing that, don't we? Repeaters that sit 22, 23 hours a day silent. What a waste. To review, what purpose does a net serve? To promote club activity, check repeater performance, provide a sense of community, track severe weather, provide news and information, to connect with area and out-of-town hands, to serve as a showcase for your repeater organization. How do we motivate people to check in? The net control station needs to be on time and organized. Be selective to avoid doubling. Be personable. Make that check-in feel welcome. Be ready to welcome guests and unfamiliar call signs. They might become members of your radio club. Give them something to talk about. Ask for traffic on announcements. Ask the opinion of your check-in with a survey question. And that survey question, it really is a kicker. It really does have great effect on nets. Ask guests about themselves. Everybody wants to be recognized and feel welcome. Ask about those who have been motivated enough to upgrade their license class. That's a big deal for them. And you should make that very evident to those listening that that is a big deal. And ask your new members to talk about themselves a little bit. And what should your net include? Any of these, or if it includes all of these, you better have an hour for your repeater to stay up. Despite those who are going to say, hey, we can't have the repeater tied up for an hour, my God, what do we have, an emergency? When's the last time you heard an emergency handled on your repeater? When's the last time you heard someone use the autofetch? What should your net include for content? RF flea market, local announcements from other organizations, ARRL or other ham radio related bulletins. Promote public service events. Conduct mini interviews with members. Provide, of course, news and information with Newsline and the Rain Report. And, of course, the wonderful 90-second sound-off. Just a tip or two. If you're going to run Newsline and the Rain Report, if you want to run them both, put them at the end of the net. Take care of all of the local traffic announcements, all the stuff we've talked about. Take care of that first. Then run the programming. Those who want to stick around will. Those who don't won't miss any of the information that they want to hear about local activities. And if you have other repeaters in your area who are carrying Newsline, then just run the Rain Report. It's a bit shorter. That will make your net stand out.
And that's a wrap on Getting Your Net Worth, a talk by Rain's Hap Holly, KC9RP, given earlier this decade at HRO Milwaukee, formerly AES. Both parts of this talk will remain on therainreport.com indefinitely. You might want to download both parts for future reference. The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2016 Rain. All rights are reserved. Now, for those of you keeping your local repeater nets cranking out the hits. Oops, I mean programming each week. I'm Kent Peterson, KC0DGY, bidding you a very 73 from the Radio Amateur Information Network, www.therainreport.com.